Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday highlighted the central government's efforts to enhance healthcare access in the country. The president was addressing the 10th convocation ceremony of the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi. Pointing towards the unfortunate incident of misbehavior with doctors, the president said, "Everyone should understand that doctors make all efforts to save the life of patients and such incidents are condemnable." Speaking on the occasion, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda emphasized that ensuring the highest standards of medical education is a top priority for the government. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a meeting in Itanagar yesterday to review the performance of 7 regional rural banks, RRBs, in the Northeast region. The meeting focused on improving business performance, enhancing digital technology services, and promoting growth in agriculture and MSME sectors. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman urged RRBs to put greater thrust on identifying right beneficiaries with the active support of the sponsor banks when sanctioning loans under various central government's flagship schemes. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said that the government has taken major steps in the 100 days of the Modi 3.0 government to improve the urban infrastructure and housing landscapes. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban PMAYU 2.0 in its first 100 days. He said this initiative aims to provide financial assistance to 1 crore urban poor and middle-class families in urban areas with investment of 2,30,000 crore rupees. During the event, the minister also launched the training module on Swachhta Hi Seva 2024. The International Day of Older Persons is being observed today to raise public awareness about the opportunities and challenges with aging populations and to mobilize the families, community groups and stakeholders to address the difficulties faced by older people. The theme for this year is Aging with Dignity, the importance of strengthening care and support systems for older persons worldwide. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipi Rio has extended greetings to all senior citizens. Mr. Rio said it is a day to celebrate the wisdom, strength and contributions of our elders. He said they are mentors and custodians of our culture. The Chief Minister urged all to support a culture that upholds their dignity and embraces aging with grace and care. Legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honored with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award at the 70th National Film Awards ceremony to be held this month. Speaking to the media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said Mr. Chakraborty has made a significant contribution to Indian cinema. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the legendary actor on being conferred the Dada Saheb Phalke Award. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Mr. Chakraborty is a cultural icon, admired across generations for his versatile performances." Speaking to the media, Mr. Chakraborty expressed happiness on being honored with the prestigious award. A media team of 13 members, including 11 media persons from different media houses of Nagaland and 2 officials from Press Information Bureau, PIB, Kohima, is embarking on an 8-day press tour to Mumbai and Aurangabad in Maharashtra from today. The tour is being conducted by PIB Kohima, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India. The main objectives of organizing the media tour is to provide the state media the opportunity to witness various central government's schemes or projects in Mumbai, gain insights into the socio-economic and cultural aspects of Maharashtra and facilitate interaction among journalists from different regions for better communication and exchange of ideas. Besides visiting different locations, the state media persons will also call on Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan at the Mumbai Raj Bhavan. A 50-year-old man was reportedly trampled to death by wild elephants at Daldoli Forest under Karbi Anglong District in Assam on Monday morning. The deceased has been identified as Alam Meran, resident of Indusen village bordering Assam. Village council sources said that the deceased went to the forest to collect wild bamboo shoots when he was attacked by a herd of wild elephants. Later, the body was retrieved and handed over to family members. It may be mentioned that a Naga woman was trampled to death while her husband was seriously injured at the same forest in the month of May this year. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.